So I just posted on my website, I posted a John 3:16 and some other verses. And so I left work just now, and in front of me, I got me a Coke at McDonald's. And in front of me was a car with John 3:16 all over the car. You know, I put it at the very top of my website. The top of my website is the forefront, right? And so that car appeared in the hologram, the forefront. Why would it appear? Because everything's a reproduction. Everything's a reproduction. Everything's a retraining. Everything is a reproduce. Everything is a reflecting pond appearance. Made in God's image, right? So Jesus is everywhere at all times. So every moment is the same. Jesus, God is the same today, yesterday, forever. So now think about it. If God is the same today, yesterday, forever, He doesn't change, then why are we down here when in a situation that feels like time? Because time is nothing but a repeat to cut out the flesh. That's all. And when you become aware of it, and you're aware of your own thoughts, you're aware of the stuff in front of you, then you realize, hey, I'm outside of time too. And so when something hits you, when God reproves you, rebukes you, exhorts you, you say, yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Aye, sir. Because your body's a ship. You say, aye, sir. Yes, sir. Your destiny is not traveling down the street. Your destiny is travailing in your inner man. The word travail is the same word as travel. Your destiny, your destination is not some distance that you're driving or walking or riding a horse or something. It's inside. You're travailing until Christ be birthed in you. You're travailing until you leave the flesh mind, you enter into the spirit mind, and then you know all things in Christ until Christ be birthed in you. Now check this out. I was going to do a video on this, but I'll talk about it right now. So today, I wrote down some notes. So if you ever watched the Star Trek series, there's this thing called the Borg, AI Borg Hive Mind, right? Well, the Hive Mind is right here, right now. It's always been here. It's Cain. It's the world, the flesh, and the prior life. And so the Borg is trying to pull you in. The Star Trek show is about you and the Borg and the Enterprise. Enterprise. Inside. Inner. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So your prize is the enterprise. Staff inside. Your help is inside. And I'm not talking about some new age thing. I'm talking about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Awareness. Awareness of the inner man. Aware of your heart. Aware of your greed or your lust or your pride or your covetousness or whatever, and cut it out. Judge yourself lest you be judged. So I took some notes today. All things are trying to push you into the AI hive, the Borg. Everything you see on the movies is happening now in some way, shape, or form. Just because some script writer wrote it, he might have a misinterpretation. But if you take and compare it to scripture, you'll see they can't think outside of script. Sure, your script. It's happening now. And it's not just happening in this society. It's happening right now in front of you in some way, shape, or form. In other words, the Borg is happening right now. The AI hive is happening right now. You're going down the highway and you look over to your left and some crazy driver is trying to upset you and get you in the flesh mind, right? Or something on the side of the road's dead, or something's in your way, you know. And you have to die daily, die moment by moment, because it's happening. Everything is happening, right? Walking in the Spirit is happening right now. Cain is happening right now. Abel, Eve, Adam, Jezebel, Elijah, it's all happening right now. The same truth is happening at every moment of every day. And you can see it. You can see the AI hive trying to pull you in through the phones, through the computers, through the computer programming, through the websites. They want you tied into the computer more. This is why I was to the point where I said, I don't care what happens to YouTube, because I was ready to cut it all off. And it's better for me to do audio and have my own site and do some Spreaker, do the Spreaker, because I'm not tied to it. I can upload the message, and I don't have to watch a bunch of foolishness on YouTube on that, you know. I don't have to watch, because they'll throw something in your face, and you'll think, okay, let me watch that and see what, and then you find out, why did I waste my time? It's just like a TV. I got rid of my TV 30 years ago, because I didn't want to waste my time. Even though Jerry Springer was funny, I realized it was a waste of time. When I cut the TV off, things changed. Then when I cut the music off, things really changed. But in the Star Trek series with the Borg, so Q came on the scene. Now Q goes back to Christos, Q-R-S-T, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Star Trek got into a little bit of trouble. And the Q came and says, well, you're going on a journey. And Picard, Captain Contain, to grasp. So Captain Picard said, I lost some crew members. He says, oh, so you're going to go out, so you're going to travel out into space. So actually walking in spirit. So you're going to try, it's actually representing pace. Space is pace. Walking in the spirit. So Q told him, Q would represent a type of in shadow of Christ. Picard would represent us. So he's the captain of the ship. You're the captain of your ship. And you want to grow spiritually, and you want to go out here, and you want to go on a journey and learn how to spirit walk, right? Walk in the spirit. And so Captain Picard said, I lost some people. Three of my crew members died. He said, so it gets a little bit bloody out here. Are you going to turn back? Are you ready? Are you really serious about walking in the spirit and fighting against the devil and his hive mind, the Borg, and you want to really pace it out and walk it out and go on a space journey? Space is integrating you in by walking. It's a little bloody out here in the cube. It's the cube. You're actually in the cube Borg, and you're trying to escape. Babylon is the cube, and you've got to escape it. And that's why when I put up my Jerry Springer curtain to block my neighbors, they went crazy. I mean, they actually have gone literally insane. They really have. And the reason they are is because they have the Jezebel spirit, and a fence is a boundary. And a boundary represents law. And so the flesh creature doesn't want to be under law, because the letter cuts. The letter killeth. But when we are in the flesh mind, the letter killeth. But when we receive Jesus by faith, then we enter into the spirit mind and we walk in the spirit, and the law doesn't bother us anymore, because we actually are a law unto ourselves, because you got the Holy Spirit. So you already know when you do wrong and you repent. You should keep short accounts. Lord, I'm sorry I gossiped. Lord, I'm sorry I got angry. Lord, I'm sorry I lost my cool. I'm sorry I had greed, or I'm sorry I said something bad about that person, or thought bad about that person. You already have the spirit in you. Judge yourself, lest you be judged. You that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall in the same condemnation. You that are spiritual, reach your hand down. This is Galatians 6:1. Reach your hand down and pull somebody out of the ditch. But be careful, because you have the old Adam too, and you could fall into the same pattern that they're in. So you have to do it with the spirit of meekness and not judging. And long story short, if you want to pace it out, it's going to get a little bit bloody, because you're in a cube system, and the cube is like cube steak. It's going to be dicey. It's going to cut you. and it's going to cut you hard. And so when you're trying to help somebody else, don't be surprised if the system don't cut you too. And you say, quit gossiping. And then you say, oh yeah, I was gossiping the other day. Quit lying. Oh yeah, I told a white lie. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know, I know. Y'all know this is the truth. You know this is. Somebody says, your messages are inspired or anointed. She said. I said, yeah, I know. It would be a lie if I said, no, really? I already know. I already know. I had an experience with the Shekinah glory. And it ain't me, people. It's not me. It's just a call. It's a gift. It's a spiritual gift. Gift of teaching. If it was me, I would have already went crazy because everything that I faced with all these agents of the devil online, I would have lost my mind. But people were getting helped, and I thought, I'll just keep on going. Even though they lie and tack, make stuff up, I'm going to keep on going because if one gets saved, it's worth it. If one person gets saved, it's worth it. Lord, give me the strength to keep going against all these sharks and devils and demons and lies and defamation and everything that I face. Lord, I need your help to keep going. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Somebody, can I get a witness?